Tuesday, May 15th, 2018, or meeting of the Planning Commission to order. Ask that everybody would silence your cell phones while we're in the meeting, just to avoid interruptions. First item is the approval of the minutes of the March 29th, 2018 special meeting. Any additions or corrections?
I'd like to thank you for reading what I had sent you since I was out of town that day. That was very nice of you, Jack.
Yeah, okay, fine, good.
And I'll have to abstain from voting on the minutes since I was not present.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'd like to move that we accept the minutes of March 13th.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor of accepting the movements as read? All opposed? Okay, minutes are approved. No old business tonight on the agenda. New business, application number one, A, application number 18-20013, annexation request on 101 Marvin Drive by Mary R. Harris. Anybody here who wants to speak in favor of this application? I don't know if Ms. Harris is here or not. Okay, anybody wants to speak in opposition? Okay, hope everybody has read it and reviewed it. Do I have a motion on this?
Mr. Chairman, in reference to application 18-20013, an annexation request on tax parcel 122-09-02-001, the applicant Mary Harris, I would make a motion that we recommend this to council favorably for annexation.
Second.
Second.
Okay. All in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed, like sign. Okay. So that will be appropriated through.
Yeah. We've already done that one. Okay. That was the one they were straightening me out in.
Okay, a second item B under new business. Application number 18-50003, City Services Request, 1401 Chucker Creek Road by J&M Properties, LLC. Anybody here to speak on behalf of this application? Yes, sir. Come up, please state your name. Right here in the center.
We moved this. I'm Mark Graham, representing the J&M Properties tonight. I just would like to answer any questions you may have.
Okay. This is a request for city services by J&M Properties for the properties that they're developing there on Chucker Creek Road.
Yes.
88 townhomes, as we understand it. Are you familiar with the conditions of approval that the planning department has recommended?
Yes, sir, I am.
And those are okay with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll get a crash gate instead of a through road.
Okay. Any questions of Mr. Graham by any member? Comments.
Okay. Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anybody else wants to speak in favor of it? Come on up. Okay. Everybody in favor?
Vance.
All right. Opposition. Come on up.
How are you doing tonight?
Doing good.
Okay. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Ben Harm. I brought my son, Wells, and my daughter, Allie, in the back. We live in Plantation South in the city, which is at right past Chucker Creek Elementary School, further down Chucker Creek Road. I'm sure you all are familiar that Chucker Creek Road has no other access out to Whiskey Road other than that one traffic light. As you're also aware, the Dollar General was just built there a couple months ago, so we've seen an increase in volume and cars in that area. So a little history about me. I retired from public safety. I've got two kids that attend Chucker Creek Elementary School, and I also had the fortune of volunteering to help with that car line. You remember putting that snake in a few years ago. So I'm very familiar with traffic and traffic patterns on that road. I've got some concerns that I've discussed with several of my neighbors. First, the egress to Whiskey Road, I understand that a stub would be required under the approval, but my bigger concern, if you look at the aerial map on the back page of this, you see where the site is. This parcel, if I'll show it on over here, this parcel right here is 25 acres. It is also currently for sale. Which would be a prime development for somebody to put in additional homes or townhomes. My greater concern is, since Chucker Creek Road is a two-lane road with no other access, that there also be a stub required to go to that 25 acres. And the reason I say that is because if that's going to be developed, then that will increase the volume on that road. If you've ever been down that road between the hours between 7 and 7:30 in the morning or 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that traffic light actually backs up a good bit, even kind of around that little bend. So that's a concern for us. In addition, according to the documents that the planning department has put together, that'll be an additional 600 trips estimated. 516, I think, is what it says. That's an awful lot in that one short little area on that road. The road is already not in the best of conditions, and so another question I would have is, would there be any road improvements that would go into effect with this development? I also have some concerns from my previous background as to the density and volume of the townhomes. Would there be enough room, more or less, for fire trucks and ambulances to get in? I know in a lot of the townhome areas in Aiken, they have multiple cars, which is fine, but there's often not enough parking for all those cars, and so they park on the street. And when you have additional cars parked on the street, it makes it awfully difficult to get any sort of emergency vehicle through. And especially until, I talked to Ms. Moultrie, who was very helpful, by the way, Mr. Bland, in answering my questions. She was very, very helpful. But that stub wouldn't be required to go in until the front part of that would be developed. Well, that could take an additional year and a half. And the larger concern is that there's a collision at the entrance either to Dollar General or to this neighborhood, Chucker Creek Road would be blocked, and there would be no access to any homes either in the Ridge, Chucker Creek Road, or further down off of Oak Brook in that area. So those are some concerns we have. I'm not necessarily opposed to the development, but I'd like to see some tweaks, I guess, to the plan. I like the idea of having the stub, like Mr. Bland indicated, to go out to Whiskey Road, but I also think there should be an outlet for the 25 acres directly behind it. So, again, you can have that egress out to Whiskey Road, because one way in, one way out is probably not the best way to do it. So.
Okay. It's a fairly... What is it, a half a mile to the school, to the parking lot, to the turn into the school? Is it a half a mile? I'm not positive.
I'd probably say it's more like three quarters to a mile.
Okay.
But there's only one way in, one way out, so all the traffic from South Meadows, Sandstone.
It's going to come right there.
Exactly.
And there's not much way around that. I mean, that's just the way it is.
There is no other way.
Unless they were to cut something back off the backside somehow, and I don't.
And really the only way to do that would be if Woodside granted access to all the people coming through,
or else go way down. I mean, it's not really a feasible thing. So I foresee that road as at some point in the future going to have some widening, and or maybe the intersection is going to take, maybe have a turn, widen that, open up that intersection. That's reasonable to raise the issue, but they are in compliance. We have in the past had a few issues here with the and you're familiar with the requirements for the big trucks and all, as is your buddy over here, Mr. Bestley,
yes,
whom I'm sure you know.
Yes, I do.
So he keeps us up with all those movements and those requirements. We have had a couple of times where we have rejected requests from people because of that very issue. This one, they're meeting all the requirements. They're meeting all the requirements. So as far as that part of your question, they are in compliance.
Okay.
Anybody else? Comments? Questions?
Can you point out that 25 acre? Because I couldn't.
Yes, sir.
It's one right here. There's a house right here, and all this 25 acres is for sale. And this is the site.
On the other side.
Yeah, it's right here.
You would have to keep some of this.
My concern is that you have 25 acres, which is prime development.
Speak up, Mr. Harm. You're talking to the whole board here.
All right. This 25 acres right here.
Yeah.
Is prime development property. These are some horse areas here, but this would be a prime development section.
Right.
This section is probably. It's more than this, so you could easily put 150 count homes on this section, but there would be no way in order for them to get out if there's not a hub here. Now, there's also this shopping center here. Are you familiar with the Sarah's Peach Stand?
Yes.
That's right here.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
It's got a curb cut on the Whiskey Road. Sarah's already has a curb cut on the Whiskey Road. I'm not sure if the county allowed that to happen or whatever, but there's a curb cut there for them. So my thought is you could run an egress right up here, right to that curb cut. Sarah's probably wouldn't object because they get all that additional traffic coming right by their peach stand, but that would be an additional way for them to go out. Then if something did happen here and this was blocked, you could exit this way. I don't think you're going to have much traffic going in that way because that means you have to turn a left turn across Whiskey Road traffic, and if you try to do that at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it's just not happening. So everybody will still go to light. In addition, you're not going to want to cut through and go out that way from Trucker Creek Road. You're going to go up to the light because it's a safer way to go. That's the same reason why they want the egress onto Trucker Creek Road, is because using that traffic light is a safer way to go. And I don't have a problem with that. I just think there needs to be an extra way for them to go out here, and then if this property is developed, at least an ability to tie this property into here to go out to Whiskey Road.
Well, you're talking about a future. You're talking about using the curb cut that's already there. That curb cut is probably for more than just Sarah's. There's probably enough there to put something. I mean, I don't know. That's a highway department issue more than us, but. Maybe you know something. Do you know anything about that curb cut on Whiskey? I don't.
Yeah, that particular curb cut, I don't know how that came to be.
Point of order, Jack. So the commission, really only all we're looking at is tying in utilities at this point. So
yeah.
Anything that goes forward is going to come back with a concept plan. I'm just asking.
Well, it's not going to come back to us. Because we're just tying in utilities.
So this is our only shot?
This is it.
Oh, okay.
Because it's in the county.
Yeah, so yeah, just to, I guess to, it'd probably be a good idea, Mr. Chairman, for me to clarify that. So the parcel in question is in the county and not adjacent to the city limits and therefore not subject to any annexation at this time because it has to be contiguous. It does have city services, and so as part of council policy, there is a requirement that any new service request to parcels outside the city limits but within city service boundary would comply with regulations regarding tree preservation, landscaping, access management, and signage. So it's not necessarily applying the full burden of a concept plan like we would typically see,
right.
But what it would do is at least ensure some compatibility with existing city codes if and when it were to be annexed in the future.
When that annexation comes up, we will revisit.
If they want to annex, and if they are required to annex based on what our agreement says.
I apologize. I'm new on the commission.
But by then, I mean, I don't know. We don't know what the status of this will be. They would have already built most of the stuff.
What the county's going to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you understand our situation.
I understand.
This is a request purely to approve city services.
But I also know, Mr. Hunter, if it's not in the plans to begin with, it probably won't end up in the plans to end with. So I guess, that's my concern. Even if they leave open, because according to the plans that they have in this packet, and I know there will obviously have to be some adjustments to it, but they will have a couple of traffic circles. Even if they could have the egress going out from the, I guess, the phase two traffic circle, and then just where they don't develop the end of phase one right here to allow for that access out from that section, that other 25 acres, I think that would be okay with me, as long as that remains open so that egress can be put there if needed.
Right, and I think all of us agree that, and I think we discussed this in the work session about an egress, and they even considered possibly moving some of, just flip-flopping that circle at the end of the road, flip-flopping it,
yeah,
and putting the houses here, and then so they could have that egress.
Okay.
And make that egress.
And while they might only be requesting city services,
I know,
the additional traffic that's generated by this will affect people that live in the city of Aiken, a school that's in the city of Aiken, and the safety of the citizens in the city of Aiken. So, well, I think we have to look at the grand picture. Even though they might not ever annex in the property, the services are there, and, you know, to Mr. Harm's point, this would be the only, this would be the first step of controlling that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the planning department has recommended that they include a road stub out to the undeveloped parcel.
Right. From my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the recommendation is for that stub to go out to Whiskey. There's not an additional, I guess, guarantee for another. If there's any future development, all that would have to go out on the Whiskey Road if we don't put in a plan or at least a condition that X, if there's that 25 acres is also developed, that access is granted across the way.
I don't think we can get into requiring anything of that parcel next to this parcel. I think that is way beyond what we can do.
Okay.
It's county.
It's not in the city. We can deal with this parcel. We can refuse. We have a couple options. We could refuse city services. We could put another stub out. I see your problem. I mean, this is a big parcel of land with no particular way to get out. I mean, it's not landlocked because it sits on Chucker Creek Road, so they're obviously having access on Chucker Creek Road. Question is, are they going to have another access back somewhere else? And I don't know.
The only other thing that I think maybe we have missed is that even though this might not be in the city, it will receive city services, including fire protection. So we're making a decision that would potentially, because that's all, well, actually they're already in fire. That would be the city of Aiken's fire.
They might already be in fire zone. I don't.
They would be in our fire limits, the city of Aiken's fire limits, regardless. If they're developed here, it would be, right. Even if it's in the county, it's still covered by the city fire, right?
I think this is the most southerly parcel in that area that has I think the next parcel south is New Ellington, correct?
I know there's issues about which fire, whether the New Ellington comes out or the Aiken goes, there's some issues. Who covers that area in there? Okay. Any more questions of Mr. Harm?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hunter.
Yep. Yes, sir. You want to speak?
A
I'm Jerry Waters. I live on 1547 Double Road in the city. We've worked and done a good bit of development around the city. I'm here representing the seller. A couple of comments were made, of course, a lot of concerns. In their infinite wisdom, our school board just recently reduced the future traffic load on Chucker Creek. A lot of the future development that's going out there are now going to other parts of the city and other schools. Everybody in the area didn't agree with that, of course, but the school board did do it and it was accepted. So Chucker Creek can actually get a little bit less load because some of the students going into Chucker Creek now are going to be moved elsewhere.
They rezoned. They did a rezoning, you're saying.
Right.
They rezoned. They did. They took sixth grade and maneuvered that stuff around.
And they maneuvered things around. Mr. Bees is building a development out there, and I think it's going to be sent elsewhere. So already, traffic is being affected by other decisions. This townhouse project, as was discussed and proven earlier, or shown earlier by Director Bland, puts less traffic on it than a normal residential community. Townhouses, as they are designed, are for single mothers, retirees, which are single and have fewer children in the system, which makes less trips out. This project does meet, I think, most of your requirements, or all of your requirements that you have stated and asked for. We hope you'll consider granting city services. The developer would, of course, and has agreed, when it becomes contiguous, they will become part of the city. And I think as you require, they already have to comply with city ordinances as far as landscaping and things, so they're preparing to annex. And I would assure they would, at this point, since they're outside the city, they do pay more for city water and sewer, which goes into the city funds. So we ask that if you possibly can consider granting water and sewer to this project, I think it would be an asset to the city. And all those people that live there, when they do go out, they're going to shop in the city. They actually have no other. So if you have any questions of me, I'd be glad to answer.
Mr. Waters, I do.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Jerry. Mr. Waters, if this was approved, of course, one of the conditions that we would be asking about would be this road stub out.
One clarification.
Are we talking about a road? We're not talking about a dirt road with a bar across it or anything else. We're talking about a paved road, just like the road that came in the front. This would be the same thing going out the back. Is that what you're saying?
You mean on Chucker Creek or some other place?
The Whiskey Road. From the back of the road to Whiskey Road.
I'm not going to answer that. That any stub out that way has several things to deal with. The DOT has to approve, first of all. It's got to work in with the anything on the front, any commercial on the front. It's got to be accessible to get out to this area.
Okay, so in your best understanding, where would this stub out go? Where would the proposal?
That's going to have to be worked out with the second phase and commercial to get into the right position for a traffic lineup.
I'm just thinking, and I'm just an ignorant old man, I'm just thinking that would be a high priority for a lot of different reasons. Traffic, number one. We did talk about in the work session about Susan brought up a comment about would people cut through the development, you know, say going to SRS in the morning, coming out of Chuckle Creek Road, say, well, here's a quick way for me to cut through. If that road was there, you know, would there be the ability to block that or have a gate, access gate, so that wouldn't happen and that kind of thing. But I'm more worried about the traffic, and that's why I'm worried about where is this stub out road and where is it going to go? Is it just a public safety
and
thing?
If a stub out road is required, the location is going to have to be worked out with not only with the state, the county, and in the city and the city planning.
Right. I'm just concerned about the cart before the horse.
I'm sorry.
I'm just concerned about the theoretical cart before the horse. I'm kind of having to question whether or not I could support that if, in fact, the access road wasn't going to Whiskey Road, because I don't know where else it would go. I mean, from the diagram here, I would think that there would be a plan. Is it into the other neighborhood? Is it, you know, out to Whiskey Road? Because I just don't understand. I don't know. I mean, there's only one entrance that you have in the conceptual plan to Chuckle Creek Road.
Right.
I don't see a conceptual pig path, dirt road, paved road, or whatever, this road stub out. That's why I was asking. I don't understand where is that supposed to be. Where is that supposed to go?
Another point of order, Ryan. So the city's requiring a stub out. The stub out could go to a parking lot.
I mean, theoretically,
it's just a dead-end stub-out in your development.
It's a dead-end stub-out now required to an undeveloped commercial piece, and economics are going to drive the development of that commercial piece. We may have the greatest business in the world that needs to be 27 feet more to the left than to the right.
Right.
And so the stub out would be, if it's required and if it's done, would be in phase two. I mean, there's nothing up there yet to be developed.
Right.
And of course, it's two different property owners, right? A potential purchaser and the owner of the property now. There's issues here, whereas the development itself, the new development itself, is a private road. Of course, Whiskey Road is a public road, and private roads, I mean, if you look at Woodside's all private. They don't let other people go through theirs, not even us that want to go out to work. We can hardly get through it. But so there's issues that need to be worked out. I guess financially or whatever, because I'd hate to put that burden of repairing. If that road is built where large trucks can travel through it, then it puts a real burden on the homeowners association who will be repairing that road for trucks. So we'd like to get water and sewer. We would appreciate you approve that. If you decide to put a condition for a stub out, we would prefer, and it would probably have to be, if you can, let it be placed in the future. We can work with Director Bland and work that out. And I'm sure.
I'm just worried about that property that y'all explained to me was commercial, that fronts Whiskey Road. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, we get somebody that comes in here and buys that whole strip of land, and it's all commercial, and now there's no room for a road or a pig path or anything else to get back out to Whiskey Road because somebody's put a shopping mall in there or a row of stores. That's my only concern, because then where is it going to go? Is this potential road connecting to the next neighborhood? Is someone going to allow you to, you know, bring it out on the other land? That's my question. I don't understand that. Where would it potentially go?
Right, that I can't answer right at the And any property behind it, of course, that 25 acres that's being discussed is a total different owner and a total different entity, and there's been discussions at times that can't be developed because of some reasons or restrictions, but I'm not really a custom land. That would have to be totally considered when it's developed. Will you allow it because of traffic? Yes.
On this, what is this yellow? Why does this yellow extend from the back of the property down to?
That is an easement to tie into your water line that we hopefully can do.
And then what is the approximate time difference between phase one and starting phase two?
I can't answer that.
Or any idea? Or?
A year. Maybe a year. They anticipate a year.
Okay.
Jerry, running down, all right, you're going south on Whiskey Road. You take a right on Chucker Creek, and right there on the corner is the Dollar General.
Yes.
All right, then going down Whiskey Road from the Dollar General, is that the piece you're talking about? There's no cut through there to Whiskey Road. I mean, that property doesn't have access to Whiskey Road at this point either, do they?
Which property are you talking about?
If you're going down south on Whiskey Road and the Dollar General's on the right,
yes.
And you keep going on past the Dollar General, that piece of property there, right there. There's no cut out there for Whiskey Road, is there?
There will be a curb cut allowed.
There will be a curb cut allowed there?
Yes.
There will probably be two curbs. There's one directly across from South Meadows, that Mark's pointing at.
Right.
There will be one required there.
DOT is going to require that. The major entrance for this commercial will be right here,
across the river. They're going to require that since there's already a cut in there.
Right, it's across the road.
I got you.
And there may be another one allowed, and that will be a DOT, Department of Transportation requirement.
Well, I guess I was when the planning commission's planning department put in here a stub out. I was assuming the stub out would go to that little piece, that rectangular piece of property.
That's correct. So that was the intent.
That's what I was assuming.
That there would be So if and when that the what we're calling we'll call it the Whiskey Road frontage undeveloped property at this point, if and when that were to want to be developed. It would also have to come before this board for city services and the city council. And so you would have this kind of same level of scrutiny over what went there with access. A stub out from this site to that site would require that site coordinate with wherever that would occur from this development.
Right.
And just as a reminder, on the Dollar General site, it has a stub out location south that would connect to the commercial, but we did not require one to the west to this site at the time that came in.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that is to my the way I see this is the maximum we can do with regard to a stub out. We can't make them put a stub out to a piece of property they don't even own. I mean, and the only reason we can stub this out is because it's owned by the same owner as this one, right?
Right. That's correct.
So you guys see what I'm saying? I mean, we can require a stub out going to a piece of property that they don't own, but the guy who buys the piece of property does not have to hook into the stub out. You can't make somebody who's coming into that piece of property there on the left side hook in.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, that property, that 25 acres, is zoned RC, which is entirely different.
Yeah.
Zoning that does not allow dense. And I understand, I've been told, I've never read the deeds, but I've understood that those lots in there had like a 5-acre minimum in their restrictive coverage.
That may be. That may very well be.
I can't promise that, but I can promise you the RC zone won't allow.
The RC zone is much more restrictive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Anything else?
No. Anybody? Okay. Now, anybody else wants to speak on this, pro or con? Yes, sir. You can step up here and state your name and your address, please, sir.
My name is John Selvedig, and I live on Ashapoo Drive in Plantation South. And I'm a little confused in all the discussion that's here. Are you going to recommend that this development have a what you call it, cut out an access road to Whiskey Road or not?
We can't, because this doesn't touch Whiskey Road. We can require a stub out from this piece to the piece that does adjoin Whiskey Road. That's what my understanding, and the planning director has confirmed that. That's what their thinking was, and we could require that.
Can you recommend it?
We can require it. We can require it connect to the piece of property, but we can't require that the piece of property, we don't know where their connection is going to be to Whiskey.
Okay.
But we know one place is going to be down there opposite that South Meadows. It's going to be there. Could be another one there. Could be another connection to Whiskey besides that one, from what Mr. Waters has said.
Is there a reason why one wasn't in the original plan? Access to Whiskey Road? Is there a reason why there was nothing required? Why you did not have an access to Whiskey Road in your development plans?
Well, this is residential development, and that part up front is going to be commercial development. This project is a residential developer and doesn't do any commercial, so they're not purchasing that property.
Thank you.
Okay. Any more comments for a comment? Okay, discussion.
So the piece of property that's on Whiskey Road, is that is not in the city, that it's in the county?
Correct.
Correct.
Okay.
Is the Dollar General in the city? It's not in the city either.
It is not.
I have a motion.
Yeah, unless we want to suspend. If somebody want to make a motion, or we want to suspend? Somebody want to make a motion?
I'll
get this discussion.
Motion. And then I'd like for a better discussion after that. In reference to application 18-50003, City Services request for tax parcel 123-19-01-002, the applicant J&M Properties LLC. I would recommend that we decline the application to City Council based on the fact that the property would only have one entrance and egress at this point, and that it is uncertain as to whether or not they'd ever be able to obtain egress off the back of that property out to Whiskey Road, nor was the applicant able to provide me an answer or provide the commission an answer as to where that potentially could go to.
Is there a second? Okay, motion dies. Is there another motion? Someone make a motion, people. We got to move on it.
Chris, I'm going to make a motion.
Yes, sir.
Make a motion for application number 18-50003, City Service Request, Tax Parcel Number 123-19-01-002, applicant J&M Properties, LLC. I'd like to make a motion that we approve this application for City Council based on possible conditions of approval listed by the Planning Commission's 1-8 as listed.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Okay, now, discussion.
Can we redefine number 7? Of the condition of approval.
No.
Well, what do you want? All right. The motion is on. Motion has been made and seconded, adopting the conditions of approval as listed.
Right.
Do you want to modify the motion?
If I was smart enough to know how to word that,
you got to modify the motion because that's the motion. So you need to make a motion to amend the motion. Right. Unless you can get Mr. Ryan's approval that he would modify it himself. What do you want it to say?
I'm not smart enough to tell you what I want to say.
Well, you gotta be. You gotta be. That's why we're here.
I understand.
We can't require a road to Whiskey Road.
I understand.
No.
It's a dilemma, in my opinion.
What we can do is just trust and hope that the developers will keep in mind what they said and what they said that they would consider, that they realize it's a problem, and if he's willing to look at it and say, well, you know, maybe we will flip that cul-de-sac and put a couple of less units down there. And hopefully the developer of the shopping center or the commercial property would be amenable to having a cut through.
I guess our hands are tied in that all we can require is a stub it up. That's all we can do.
I think that's all
we can
do.
That's really all we can do.
Okay. I'd actually, Mr. Chairman, I think this might be getting at what you were talking about too. Are you talking about Commissioner, the fact that it might be vague as to which undeveloped parcel the stub out would be going to, whether that be the Whiskey Road side or the other adjacent?
Was the intent of the stub out to connect to Whiskey Road, or was the intent to only provide a stub out?
The intent was to provide a stub out to a future connection to Whiskey Road.
So could I make a motion to add that to the recommendation?
You can move to amend the motion.
You can move to amend to say that number 7 will include a road stub out to the undeveloped property adjoining Whiskey Road. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Well, I wanted to state that with the intent of connecting to Whiskey Road, that would be my motion.
With the intent of
the property in front of it's the problem here.
Listen, there are lots and lots of apartment houses and townhouses in this town that don't have two accesses, people.
I understand.
There's nothing odd about that.
However, there's not many that are on Chuckle Creek Road in one of the highest, most dense traffic areas during the day. Now, they're going to have to
more dense than Silver Bluff.
They don't have to come out on the Chuckle Creek Road. There's no way. I can see that entrance, the traffic backing up. Now, mind you, the school is only about 2 hours worth of traffic 5 days a week.
You know, I understand that.
But look at the time that is, in the morning specifically, and the amount of traffic that's going to be there in one entrance, one egress.
The only good thing about that is in the morning, if there's anyone living in these little townhomes and they want to leave in the morning, they're going to be turning right. And by that time, most of the traffic still at that point that they might be going to work is going to be coming into Chuckle Creek. And a lot of those cars that come into Chuckle Creek actually stay at Chuckle Creek because they're teachers, they're volunteer parents. So it's a traffic nightmare. But because this is reduced traffic, I don't feel that they're going to be and then at the time when the people in the... I would think if I lived in that townhome, I would know when to leave and go shopping and when not to leave and go shopping. So I would know not to leave my house between 1:30 p.m. and 3 o'clock, because I would know.
Or between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, or something like that.
Or between 7:30 and 8 o'clock in the morning. You kind of know.
Well, let me
when to do it.
State something. Excuse me, Susan. It says, according to what's written, it says, therefore, to reduce future unnecessary trips from the townhome development on Chuckle Creek and Whiskey Road by residents wishing to access the commercial side or reversely. So I think the intent was to have a stub out that would eventually connect to Whiskey Road.
Right.
I think that's the intent.
And I think the thing to do is just to amend the motion just to add the undeveloped property facing Whiskey Road or fronting Whiskey Road. And then that would leave it up to the developers at that point to
work it out.
Yeah, because that's just the only...
Are you going to make that motion, Bob?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, is there a second to the amendment? No, it's a motion to amend. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Now, all in favor of the motion to amend, raise your right hand. Opposed? Okay. Motion to amend is passed. So now we're back to the original motion with the change, adding the words to the undeveloped parcel fronting Whiskey Road. Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's we can discuss it. It's not an ideal situation. Traffic is a problem. If you think traffic is a problem here, right over to Evans. Traffic is a problem where growth occurs. Traffic is a problem. It is, but I think you know we need to be real careful before we totally throw out a proposed subdivision based on perceived traffic issues.
Mr.
just would have made
it a lot easier for me to make a decision if the applicant had owned that one little tenth of an acre where he could have a road going out of the, you know, the Whiskey Road, or if he had some kind of agreement with the owner that they would allow that, you know, that way, even in, if it was commercial. We have lots of properties that go from residential into commercial, and they use their egress all the time. So and it made it a lot easier for me.
But just as a counterpoint to it, you open that road going to Whiskey, guess what? You're going to have a whole lot of people cutting through that townhouse.
Not necessarily.
Well, Susan,
now, okay, you talk about, well, we'll put a gate up.
Yeah.
Maybe you will, and maybe you won't.
Well, that
you
would
see
be
a problem
the,
there.
But he's going to, they're private roads. It's up to the HOA. If the HOA wants to install a gate,
that's correct.
It's up to the
that's
HOA.
That's correct. And gates are expensive. They have to be paid for. They have to be maintained.
Exactly.
So whether the HOA would be interested in incurring that additional expense, I don't know. My experience with HOAs is you better, if you're going to get money from them, you better put it in there up front. And you better collect $100 a month from every one of them. Or you're going to have an awful hard time raising that money when it comes time to put that gate in.
Are we
going to
vote on this?
We're going to vote on it. Yes, ma'am. In time, we're going to vote on it. We're not through discussing yet. I assume maybe we're not through. Anybody else? Okay. Motion has been made, seconded, amended. All in favor, raise your right hand. All opposed. Okay. That's it. Anybody else? Any other business? No more new business. Motion to adjourn. Somebody make a motion.
So moved.
All in favor? Let's go.
I would anticipate June 11th.